Around about this time every Thursday, we present health, fitness and well-being. Normally with Anthony Romeo, who comes into the studio. He's from Bodyworks in the Smart Street Mall. But he is, I believe, sunning himself in the beautiful Italy at the moment, visiting the rallies over there. So I hope he's enjoying himself and having a good time in his place. And this is a lady who I've said I've met a number of times and done, had quite a bit of work on some sore parts of my back and my neck, as you do. And she's going to talk to us on the phone today. Adrienne from Bodyworks. G'day, how are you?
Good. Yourself? Did you enjoy your holiday?
I did. Thank you very much. I did. But, you know, all good things come to an end and we have to come back to work. I'll tell you one thing I did notice while I was on holidays. I don't seem to have the neck issues. In this job, you spend a lot of time sitting in front of a computer screen. And before you know it, you can be there for hours and not even realise and wonder why you end up with a sore neck.
Absolutely. A lot of injuries are just purely from sitting, which is a shame. So, and just turning, which obviously you do with your head quite a bit.
Yeah. I mean, you know, before the show and during the show, that's basically what I'm doing is sitting. And we often forget to just do some shoulder rolls or do some gentle neck movement just to loosen everything up. We might sit there and find we haven't moved for a couple of hours, and that is not good. So I do notice that it is more tense and more painful, I guess, when I'm at work than when I'm not at work. So I think the solution is that I should quit work and just be on holidays permanently.
Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Hang on a sec.
You'll get paid, of course.
The boss is just coming running in with a fire extinguisher. What does he want? So, look, thanks for filling in for Anthony. He is in Italy as we speak, I assume.
And I've been keeping updated with what he's doing because he's obviously taking a lot of photos which are uploading onto the computer. So
okay.
It looks absolutely beautiful over there. So he's having a ball.
Oh, good on him. I know he's a bit reluctant to leave, as most business owners. They find it hard to head off, but thankfully for him, at least, he's got someone very capable like yourself to not only run the business and but also talk to us about what it is that you do, because you have a very different role than Anthony at Bodyworks. We have spoken to you once before on the program, but today we're going to talk about something that you specialize in, and it's a word, the industry word, I guess, more than for a lay people like us. Tell us what core actually means. CORE.
Yeah, well, to most people it's like in the middle of the apple, but your core muscles are purely, it's what stabilizes the body. And even like it was what you were saying, is that you get sore from sitting still. It's your core that stabilizes everything. So if you have a stronger core, you move easier, you have less injuries. It supports like your arms, your legs, your head. It's just a matter of strengthening up those certain muscles to help support the body and hold it up.
So, okay, so the more work we do on our muscles, the less injury or strain puts on our skeleton, our spine, and that is it? The muscles around it are supporting it rather than relying on the bones to do the work?
Absolutely, yeah. So, I mean, most people that obviously do a little bit of workouts, they'll know like abdominals, your abs are generally what everyone relates to as your core. And, you know, you got your crunches and your twists and your planks and all sorts as well. It's but your gluteus muscles, your bum muscles are also a big part of your core. They are actually meant to be stronger than your leg muscles. In a lot of cases, if you've got a soft, squishy bum, then they're not stronger than your legs.
That's not an area that gets exercised specifically, is it? I mean,
No, and I mean, and that's the thing. Your muscles sort of go to sleep unless you actually do use them. It seems to be with females, we seem to have the soft, squishy bums, where the blokes seem to have more of the tight buns. But the boys have the belly, and us girls generally have the stronger ab muscles. So, you got to weigh it up, which one's better.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if either one is better than the other one. It's just what we're stuck with, I think. So, because we don't normally exercise that, I'm assuming it's a part of the momentum of walking would include your buttocks and that area around there. So is walking...
Not unless you actually activate it.
Okay.
So your butt muscles are actually meant to activate before your leg muscles do. So again, it's your core supporting your limbs.
Okay yeah.
A lot of people, at times, your legs move. So your legs are actually stronger than what your core is, which is incorrect. And people that have been to a physio with back pain and things like that, They may have been told by their physio as well that they need to strengthen their butt muscles to support the legs.
Isn't that interesting? I've never been told that before, but now that you talk about it, it makes perfect sense. I always thought the backside was just to whistle at girls as they walk past. I didn't realise it had a practical purpose. So what's a good exercise to strengthen up that area?
A lot of leg movement. So you basically, if your leg is straight, then if you're just moving it, then it's purely working the butt muscles without actually bending the knee sort of thing. Otherwise, you've got your squats, you've got your lunges. It's a matter of actually thinking of that muscle that you want to work first, and obviously correct technique will actually trigger those muscles off.
Okay, now the next one we've got on a list, I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce it, not only because it's a difficult-looking word, but I also don't know what it is. What is it, multifudus?
Yeah, now they're tiny little muscles, and they're a group of muscles, and they run between the vertebrae and your spine.
Right.
It actually helps with rotation of each of your little spine segments.
So how would you exercise them without you know, upsetting your spine?
Well, it's very similar to doing, like if you do, you're twisting to work your abdominal muscles, your abs, that will work with that as well. So any side movement, twisting movement from the waist or your shoulders, that helps strengthen those. It's not a common group that is discussed. It is part of it. But, yeah, it's not one of the main ones, which is why nobody really refers to it.
Yeah, so we talked about abdominals before. Gee, I hate that word. We talked about abs. What are transverse abs then?
Your transverse, okay, well, we'll start with your rectus. That's the top one. That's all your superficial six-pack-looking abs.
Right.
Okay, so they're the good-looking ones everyone sees and doing your crunches and things like that. So
the ones I don't have, you mean?
Well, you've got six packs, just in a different form.
Yeah, I've instead of going for the light six pack, I've gone for the full strength.
So your transverse abs, they're a deeper layer, and they run horizontal from the spine down to down through your spine. So it gives you the thin waist. So it goes from your spine, so it's wrapped around. It's like a band.
Okay.
Okay, so instead of going up and down like your six-pack does, this one actually goes around from one side of your spine to the other side of your spine. And they're actually designed to hold everything, and that's what gives you the narrow waist look. And there's only one exercise for that, and that's to actually suck it in.
Really?
Yeah, so you can do that anywhere. It doesn't matter how many twists or crunches or anything or planks that you do. You need to suck that one in to actually make it work properly.
What do you mean by sucking it in? You're not talking about taking a breath. You're talking about actually sucking in your...
You should be able to speak and breathe while you're doing it, because predominantly we're meant to breathe through our chest. You look at any baby, and a baby breathes through its chest.
Mm.
Okay, we get lazy, and we breathe through our stomach.
Right, okay? Yep.
So if you suck your abs in through to your spine, just suck your belly in, one, your whole posture changes. Your chest comes up, your
Absolutely.
Shoulders go back, and you should be able to speak and breathe. You can do that in the car, you can do that at your desk, you can do that anywhere to exercise that one.
How many would you need to do and how often?
Oh, look, especially if you go down a freeway, hold it for 10 seconds, let it go. You know, wait a while, hold it for 10 seconds. Just play with that. Just get into the mode of doing it. It's not one muscle that you can overwork, and it's not one muscle that you're going to feel really sore from, so go for it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not something that you can do too many of, obviously, which is good. Now, the internal and external obliques, what are they?
Yeah, they're more for rotating. So they go from the pelvis up to the spine, so basically like your hips up to your spine. So they come in on a slight angle, and again, they actually help suck your sides in to make your waist look smaller. So any twisting movement will hit those ones.
That would play a big part, I'm thinking, in delivering a baby and being pregnant, wouldn't it? And that kind of thing.
No, well, they're more your pelvic floor.
Okay.
And definitely more of your rectus abdominals, yeah, to push the baby out. But, I mean, everything's going downwards when you're having a baby. So I think all your muscles are going to get this thing out.
Yeah.
Get it out now.
Right. I thought Gluteus Maximus was a Roman centurion, but it's obviously a part of...
You caught him a butt. Well, there's three glute muscles that you've got, so, and they all do a different part. And you'll generally find what's more the females refer to as the saddlebags that hang off the side of their thighs.
Yep.
That's weak glute muscles, basically.
Okay. Yeah, you're not making us feel very good about this, you know, talking about saggy bums and...
Well, it's a part of life, isn't it? So if we can make it aware to people, and that's the thing, a lot of people aren't aware of what muscles are actually involved in what and what they actually do. So why work it?
Look, you're 100% right. I mean, I'm learning so much about those particular muscles that you don't think about. And then when you do some sort of exercise or you do some work around the house or whatever, suddenly you find out you've got those muscles and they really, really hurt because they're left alone for the most part.
Absolutely. I mean, we've got very lower that sit in our pelvis, the abdominals in there. They can go to sleep. And quite often when a female's given birth, they actually turn themselves off. So unless you actually physically pinpoint that particular abdominal muscle and wake it up, it'll just continue to sleep.
Wow.
Using it at all. So you've actually got to like go, okay, you are now working, let's go.
So that's the pelvis floor muscles we're talking about? The pelvic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with the muscle going to sleep? What does that mean? Is it just wastes away, does it?
It's not supporting that part of the body for you. It's not doing its job.
So they're all
coming to work and just going to sleep. What's the
point? Sure. Yeah. So all the muscles throughout your entire body from head to toe are intrinsically linked so that it keeps us upright and in the right posture and looking after our body and our skeleton and the whole bit.
Correct.
Wow. Boy, have I got it wrong. Now, what's the final one, Adrian? What is scapular stabilizers?
Now, these are, a lot of people know them as the rotator cuffs, and anyone that's had a shoulder injury will know what these little ones are. They basically help keep your shoulder in place, but they're also attached into your spine. So they do that, as again, it's not a major core muscle, but it is still part of the core. Your core is basically from your glutes to your shoulders.
Mm.
But he's there to help with the shoulder joint, your shoulder blade, and all around there to hold the shoulder in place. So anyone with weak shoulders needs, and they're only little muscles, needs to work the rotator cuffs to help support that part of their back.
Which part of the muscle, just as a matter of curiosity, you know, when the guys dislocate their shoulders in sport, in particular AFL, what muscles are there to prevent that from happening?
That's your rotator cuff.
Okay.
The rotator cuff's there designed to hold your shoulder in place. The main shoulder, which everybody sees on the people that have got, you know, either sporty or bodybuilding, that's the big deltoid muscle on top of the shoulder that goes down and partway down your arm. He's obviously there to help hold everything in as well, but it's your little rotator cuffs that are designed to stable the shoulder.
And you're geared up down there, of course. I've seen the extra big room, which is reasonably new with all of the equipment in there. So someone can head down there and say, look, you know, I've heard about my core. Check it out.
And even in my group classes that I do, we do a lot of work on core, glutes, the whole thing. We'll do a half hour just on butts and just make it burn so it wakes up.
Fantastic. If you weren't doing that for a living, do you think you'd spend a lot of time in your own life making sure that all of that, you feel the benefits of being in shape like that?
Absolutely. And just in everyday life, just moving and doing things, you don't have to be big and buff, but you can have the strength in the muscle. And if you've got the strength in that muscle, then it's actually going to support, as you said, all your bones and your joints, and you move more freely. You're able to do more things. You don't feel so tired in doing something because your muscle's got that extra energy. It's actually there supporting you, which is what its job is.
And we're not talking about young people either. One of the things that Anthony and I talk a lot about, and because there is such an enormous amount of people down here who have retired, the older you get, this kind of exercise in a lesser form, not as strenuous as younger people, but it too is fantastic for older people.
Oh, look, absolutely. And you can do all your core without weight. So it's all just body weight, it's all just moving.
Mm.
And when you actually know what movements to do for what muscle, it just wakes it up. And moving it is half of its exercise. You don't have to always lift weights and move weights and things like that. So there's a lot, I mean, you could get sore just from doing body weights.
Sure.
And moving it, you move something for a minute. And it's going to hurt because you're pinpointing that particular muscle, which is what it does need.
Mm. Excellent. Very interesting. So you can go and check out the guys down at Bodyworks who are in the Smart Street Mall. Talk to Adrian or Anthony when he gets back. Okay, thanks for filling in for us. It was great chatting to you. Learned an awful lot and no doubt we'll catch up soon.
Yeah.
Good on you. Thanks Adrian. Okay.